Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Like Muhammad from iRab English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about some of the beautiful characteristics of course, all of the characteristics of a perfect prophet are beautiful. But we tend to talk about some of these beautiful characteristics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order for us as Muslims to take lessons from these characteristics and make use of them in our daily life.
Well, in this episode, we intend to talk about friendship from the viewpoint of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to explore what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam have taught us on how to approach friendship for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their rules of good companionship, and some beautiful ways to keep our friendship strong and based on faith. Well, some people may think that the true friend is the one who treats them courteously and bright-facedly. But if such one is tested, his falsity might be proved. The characteristics of friends move between them very quickly. The bad, however, move in greater speed. It frequently happens that well-behaved individual has gone astray because of the influence of the bad friends that he or she has. So it is important for every man or woman of reason to choose friends that are characterized by good mannerism and behavior. Friends must be characterized by faith, uprightness, and well-mannerism. Friends who are empty of such traits are insignificant since they are anticipated to mislead their associates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكان يوما على الكافرين عسيرا ويوم يعظ الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم اتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. It will be a hard day for the unbelievers. It will be a day when the unjust will bite their fingers, regretfully saying, "Would that we had followed the path of the messengers. Woe to us. Would that we had not been friends with so and so. He led me away from the true guidance after it had come to us. Satan is a traitor to people." Surah Al-Furqan, verses number 27-29. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man imitates his friends, hence you must consider them whom you want to befriend." As it is connotated from this hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam considered one's friend as the most influential factor in determining his or her behavior. The emphasis on the quality of the friend you choose is so great that although isolation is not a pleasing state, many ahadith of the Holy Prophet ﷺ tell us that in the event of being unable to find a moral friend, one should choose to maintain solitude rather than keep the company of immoral individuals. Okay, now let's go for a short recess and we will be back in no time.
Oh,
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Like Mohammed from IRB English Radio, and we are talking about the concept of friends, and which is a quite important topic in Islam. And you see that how much our religion and our holy prophet have lots of emphasis on this issue and on finding good friends for Muslims. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A true believer is a mirror to his brother. He prevents him from any harm. Friends wish well for their friends and feel a strong grief when they see them in any kind of distress or suffering. They work hard by all means, by their wealth and their hands, to restore the rights of their friends and give them all the help they need. They keep the secrets of their friends. This kind of friendship is the basic necessity of social life." There are many characteristics of true friends that have been advised in our religion in accordance to what our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course other infallible Imams alayhim assalam, say. Friends should be in a way that their heart and face should be alike. They should be honest with their friends and show them both the good and the bad side. Wealth and children should not change them. They should help whenever able to do so, and they should not leave their friends during difficulties. To choose a friend, one must assess his real worth. One must bear in mind that temperaments and personalities are associated with one relationship with others. Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Every Muslim should try to select the best companion for their lifespan. A companion could be a friend from the same gender. If the companion is to be from another gender, then that companion should be a spouse to live together within the confines of rules and regulations." Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and encouraged us to select a good friend with whom to share our feelings. He said, "Do not take a companion unless he is a believer, and do not let your food be eaten except by a godly person. Also, one must take a friend for who he or she is as an individual, and not force them to conform with one's rap and ideas, so long as everything remains within the boundaries of Islam." Okay, now let's go for a short break and we will be back in no time.
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك
Welcome back to your audience. You are listening to Like Mohammed from IRB English Radio, and we are talking about the subject of making friends from the viewpoint of our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, Islam approves associating with individuals who have violated moral and social laws for the purpose of helping them through beneficial guidance. Friends of the right path follow and discuss what is beneficial, but not vain. Friends love the souls and the smells of their friends. Friends sympathize with their friends and they comfort each other. Friends exert each other toward piety and righteous deeds. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fear Allah and help each other for the sake of Allah. Have mercy upon each other, visit each other and remember our matter and keep it alive." However, one who keeps company for the sake of helping a friend would have fulfilled the right of companionship in the worthiest manner. It is reported, when someone observes a friend taking a wrong and sinful course, and while possessing the capacity to restrain him, does not do so out of indifference, he has actually betrayed his friend. Today, in this world of ignorance and personal desires, there are few who keep their friendship. Hence, following the precious advice of our dear Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everyone should be careful in choosing friends and study the character of those with whom they wish to develop terms of friendship. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Like Muhammad has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed this episode, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.